Hello again, and welcome back to America Under the Microscope. 欢迎你回到闲话美国。Hello, James.
Hello, everyone.
So last time we talked about raising a kid from essentially starting from the pregnancy to toddler to preschool.
Yes, that's right.
So today let's continue. In this episode, let's talk about what they do after they finish their preschool. So that would be something called K-12, right?
Yes, what we call K-12 education.
现在好像很流行说这个 K-12, 国内的这些培训机构也经常说 K-12. What is K-12?
Well, K-12 is actually just the years. K meaning kindergarten and 12 meaning grade 12. So everything in between.
Okay, hang on a minute. Last time you said it's not called kindergarten, it's called preschool.
There are actually two different things in the United States.
Okay.
Preschool in the United States is like Chinese kindergarten, but kindergarten in America is our first year of elementary school.
So preschool 相当于是幼儿园，然后 kindergarten 相当于是小学一年级， and you call it elementary school.
Although some Americans will say primary school, but generally we'll say elementary school.
Most students, they will go to public elementary school.
Yeah, almost all of them, because private is expensive and public is completely free.
Completely free.
Yes.
I'm assuming there are good schools and bad schools. How do you try to get into good schools?
Well, there's one factor and only one factor that decides which school you go to, and it is where you live.
Do you have to own the place? 有学区房的概念吗?
Thankfully, no. All you have to do is live in that area.So if you rent, or if you live with family, grandparents, or whatever, you can still go to the school in that district.
Oh, that's good. But I would assume that if the school is good enough, the rent will be high.
You are not wrong.
So same thing all over the world. So you said kindergarten is the first year of elementary school.
Yes, but it's not exactly the first grade.Because it's a little bit different. In kindergarten, kids go to school only half a day, either morning or afternoon. And it's to get the children used to school life, going to class, listening to teachers, and things like that.
Okay, so this is kind of easing them into school
life. Yeah, that's the idea.
And you said they can go either in the morning or afternoon. They can choose?
The parents usually can choose. I was in the morning session because it was easier for my mother.
And did you have to go on a school bus?
I did take the school bus, yes.
And after you finish kindergarten, you go into grade one?
Yep, you start grade one.
What kind of subjects? Is it roughly the same as in China?
It would be fairly equivalent, although they don't learn Chinese.
Some of them do now, probably.
Maybe some of them do now. But in general, kids will learn math, English, or what we call language arts, science, history, PE class, art classes, music classes as well.
And how big are the classes in general?
About 20 to 30 kids, but it really will depend on the size of the town you're in.
So you go to different classrooms or?
Not exactly. This is quite different from what a lot of people have in China. So in elementary school, kids spend most of their day with the same teacher.
Same teacher, teaching all the subjects.
Not all the subjects, but the core subject of math, science, language arts, and history would all be one teacher. Basically, their homeroom teacher. PE, music, art would be separate teachers.
But that still sounds like a lot of work for that one teacher.
Well, it would be, but you have to think of it this way. In elementary school, teachers teach kids small pieces of each of them. So it's not so bad for the teacher.
And do they learn foreign language at this stage?
That honestly depends from school to school.When I was growing up, there were Spanish classes that were offered, but that's not always the norm.
That's not the norm. That's not what everyone does.
No.
So these classes, are they more like the teachers teaching, giving a lecture?
No, not really. It's a lot more about group work and cooperative learning, because they want the kids to work together and explore as they learn.There is some teacher-led lessons, but in general, they try to make it more interactive for the students.
So it has 互动性更强, so they have group project.
Yeah, starting from the first grade, we do.
And what about homework? I think a lot of people would want to know how much homework.
What homework?
So no homework for that period.
Elementary school age, basically in first grade and second grade, homework is fairly uncommon. As they go through the years, yes, they start getting more and more homework. But in general, it's not lots of homework. The most common thing would be spelling lists and reading assignments.
拼写, 然后再就是阅读的一些, or sometimes projects.
Sometimes, yeah.
And apart from academic, these subjects, do they have any special events during the stage?
Oh, yeah. All year, the elementary school has all kinds of events and projects going on for the students.
Like?
So usually during the big holidays, like around Christmas time, they'll do concerts or plays for the children to take part in.
Okay.
In the spring, when the weather is nice, there'll usually be a sports day similar to China. They might do science fairs where the kids do a project and then they display them in the gym and parents will come and see them.
Oh, 科学作品展, you see that in a lot of American TV shows. So then kids go to middle school.
Yep, once they complete the fifth grade, they move on to middle school.
And that's still free in public education, right?
Absolutely.
They're not taught by the same teacher anymore, are they?
No, middle school and elementary school is quite different. Starting in middle school, kids are moving from class to class and they have different teachers for every subject.
You know, in Chinese schools, they always try to rank the kids. They give the kids number one, number two, number three ranking. And some of the good kids, they probably will go into a more advanced class. Is that the same? Do you have the same?
It's not exactly the same. The school don't exactly rank the students as top and bottom students because that would make parents very upset if they did that. But at middle school, they do start sorting students based on ability. So the high-achieving students will sometimes be moved into more advanced classes. Or maybe even, if they're in grade 6, put into the grade 7 or even grade 8 classes if they're really advanced.
就是可以跳级, 而且也有快班的这个概念. But it's not really that different. And at this stage, what about outside of the classrooms?
It still has some of the school events, but they become a lot more optional. And there's a bigger emphasis starting now on sports. Because the middle school would have the school teams that the students can join and compete against other schools.
And this is more serious sports, not just to play for fun.
No, these are definitely serious. These kids, if they join the teams, they have class in the afternoons. They have sports practice, and then usually one day a week, they'll have a sports meet, and they can even win championships.
Okay, so then move on to high school. That will be grades 9 to
12.
To 4 years.
Yeah, American high schools are 4 years.
And is it still free, compulsory?
Yep, still free.
That's a very long period of compulsory education. 你们的义务教育是有 13 years?
Yep, kindergarten to grade 12, 13 years.
So what's the difference between high school and middle school?
So in middle school, we start to change classes for each subject and change teachers each subject. The step to high school is now we choose those classes and we can even choose our teachers if there are options.
And how do they go into high school? Is it still based on where they live?
Yep. Unless you live in a big city like New York, where they can actually test you into different high schools based on unique skills, for most Americans, it's just based on, again, where you live.
Oh, so if you want your kids to get into a better school, you will just have to move.
Yeah, or if you're from a small town like me, there was just one high school, so there was no choice.
Okay, all right. So they will have required classes and then optional.
Right. So when we get to high school, we're told, we're given a list of classes that we have to take, and so we can choose when to take them. The grade 12 students have first priority on class choice. Grade 9 have lowest priority. So the older you are, the better choices you have. And you need to complete these classes within the 4 years.
And is it based on credit? 是学分制吗?
Not exactly. It's more or less just based on completing a class. The classes don't have points or credits.
Okay.
And you're just trying to get good grades.
Do all the students from high school, are they all aiming to get into university, get into college?
Well, the high school would like you to think that, but no, university is not the goal for all of the high school students. And in fact, fewer than 70% of American high school students even go on to college.
By the way, here, college in American English, college would be university, another way of saying university.
We say college in America includes university, technical schools, or anything post high school education.
Ah, because in British English, college 是另外的意思。College 在英式英语里面有预科的意思。You just mentioned under 70 high school students will go into college. What about the rest?
Well, the other 30 or so percent of high school students, if they go lucky enough to go to a high school with technical programs, they can get certificates while they're in high school and allow them to go on to trades like plumbing or being an electrician.
Oh, like vocational education.
Right. Some, like my elder brother, he joined the army right out of high school. And then some will just go straight to work.
High school is also when sports start to get very serious.
Yeah, in high school, in many parts of the country, sports is not just a school activity, it's an entire community activity. The students, they join the teams, and then the best students get put on a special team called a varsity team.
A varsity team, 就是校队。And varsity teams sometimes get so popular, people even bet on them.
Yes, they do. This happens in some parts of the country. It is not encouraged.
It's not encouraged. Talking about sports, what are the most popular varsity sports?
The two most popular varsity sports are basketball. And football, American football.
American football, 就橄榄球. And if you are a very good player, do you actually get scholarship to a good university?
It is possible, but the likelihood is still fairly low. So if you're really good and the university notices you, then it is possible that the university offers you a scholarship to play the sport for them. But it should never be a goal of your education.
So 就有点像体育特长生, and then you can get university scholarship. But then again, it's very rare, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite rare.
Okay, I think that pretty much covers K-12 education. In our advanced episode, we're going to develop on that and get a bit deeper into this topic. Thank you, James.
Thank you for having me.